Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Why am I afraid to tell you who I really am, what I really think, and how I feel? I'm afraid you will reject me. Being accepted is very important, so I put on this front and try to make you think that I'm something which I wish I were, but I'm not really. Can you relate to what I've just related? If you're honest, you'll probably say, yes, that's how I felt, at least at times. Almost everybody feels that way at some time or another. But when it comes to being vulnerable, more men than a few struggle with this issue. And their often clumsy attempts to hide their feelings is often resented. Few men understand that what women most want out of marriage, most men are afraid to really give. In one word, it is intimacy. No, not the hushed whispers of a husband and wife in the privacy of their bedroom. I'm talking about opening the window shades of your heart, letting the person closest to you know what really is inside. All the dungeons and dragons of your fears and incompetence that you think are there. Men, contrary to what you've grown up with or think, she'll love you all the more if you are willing to run the risk of letting her know exactly how you feel. A simple, practical definition of intimacy, which can be applied in relationship to God as well as to each other, is breaking down the components of the English word intimacy as intimacy, or allowing you to look within my heart and see what is really there. Some, of course, have attempted to be vulnerable with somebody, and they've been betrayed. Once burned, twice shy, so we pull in the bridges and push each other away, not wanting to run the risk of betrayed confidence. You're the loser, friend, when you do that. Far better to love and lose than to fail to reach out and love and become a prisoner of your own fears. What are the ingredients of this kind of intimacy? Ingredient number one, meaningful communication, the exchange of your thoughts and ideas in an open forum. This means you men have to go beyond the factual level of communication to one your wife describes as emotions and feelings. Ingredient number two, vulnerability. You've got to overcome the risk attached to being yourself and nothing more. Strangely, this applies to your relationship with God, who knows you and loves you just as you are. When someone really loves another, that love extends to ideas and concepts that may be different. Accepting someone who is your mirror image isn't love at a very deep level. Ingredient number three, acceptance without censure. This means love is unconditional. No strings are attached. It isn't bartering something that you want for something that you'll give. It means that you don't push someone away when they don't give you the instant recall answer you expected. Ingredient number four, complete honesty. I was asked why I said my wife was my best counselor over the years. In one sentence I replied, because she balances love with complete honesty. Ingredient number five, sensitivity. Can men learn something from women in this regard? You bet they can. Intimacy demands that you pick up on the nonverbal signals and you give someone the freedom to elaborate. Ingredient number six, confidentiality. Almost nothing destroys trust more than somebody betraying it. Some things should forever be kept in the drawer of your memory, and by preserving it, it becomes the glue that makes your past only the prelude to the future.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.